Hello and welcome to this week's regular podcast from Revenue Rocket Consulting Group and our world headquarters in Bloomington, Minnesota. Your host today is Mike Harbath, President and CEO of the business. Today we're talking about how to grow your business and how you should evaluate new greenfield markets and whether it makes sense for you to expand into new markets or to focus on the markets you're in. Some interesting facts for you. Of the top 900 Microsoft partners over the last 12 months that have grown their business in a more broad way in markets that are across multiple verticals and geographies, their average growth has been pretty good. It's been in the 35 to 40% range. But those that have focused on a vertical market, their growth has actually been over 100%. And so in many ways, the answer to this question is a less is more kind of answer, one that the fastest growth companies really focus on fewer markets and are experts in those markets. And we've often said here at Revenue Rocket that the goal is to be number one or number two in the market you choose to serve and be able to be known as a expert in that market and be able to align your go-to-market strategy, your marketing, and your sales accordingly. We find that firms that do that typically have very little competition in the marketplace, and depending on what type of IT services company you run, that certainly can be a big advantage, as it tends to be a fairly competitive landscape out there. So a lot of folks say, well, geez, you know, how do you select that market? How do you focus on that? Oftentimes, your current customer base will leave clues for you. We recommend that, and certainly do this on behalf of our clients that we're assisting with growth strategy optimization. We take a look at their client base and say, where do you have a predominant focus? Most clients have, maybe they focus on five or six markets. Maybe they don't focus on markets at all, but they tend to have a concentration in, let's say, healthcare or accounting firms or professional services companies. And it's just happened that way based on their geography and based on the types of clients they have booked. Ultimately, we think that's not a bad way to begin to think about the companies or the vertical markets you should focus on. In the end, I think it's important to say, hey, you know, we want to build our processes, our marketing, our sales, all of the things that we have to be efficient, focused on that market. And efficiency is really the name of the game. I often like to quote a quote from Henry Ford. He used to say you could buy any color of Model T as long as it was black. And really what he was saying there is that they had an efficient assembly line system. You should strive to do the same thing as an IT services company as you focus on driving efficiency in your business, which translates in enhanced profit and growth. By focusing on a market or a very limited set of markets, you're not only able to market much more effectively than taking a more geographic-based approach or what we'll call a technical specialization type approach. You need that technical specialization, but also need that vertical, that intersection of that technical specialization and intersection of the vertical market to really optimize growth and profit. And those efficiencies that occur through sales and marketing and ultimately delivery or the use of your calling team or however you implement your business as it relates to technical support will be much more aligned and much more efficient if it's focused on one market. Now, we also get lots of questions about should you expand into various geographies. We think that as the market continues to shrink, that if you're focused vertically, those geographies become much less important. And we've proven this model out hundreds of times when we facilitated our SVP project with the clients that we have around the country and around the world. And in that process, we found that those clients can certainly expand their addressable market even by narrowing their focus on a vertical market, because now all of those potential prospects in a much broader geography become a potential customer. And having physical offices or physical plant, if we will, in those markets has become much, much less important. Your ability to operate virtually and in a meaningful way as an expert vertically really becomes the secret sauce. So we think if you're going to invest for growth, and we know this based on our personal experience and research and working with hundreds of IT services companies around the world, that those that verticalize certainly outgrow and create much more profit than those that do not. Again, some tips just to recap how to begin to think about that would be analyze your customer base, see where you already are concentrated, because certainly you want to have some references and a referable story. Also, do your market research. You need to look at what market researcher is about that market. Is it a growing market or a flagging market? If it is a market that is going down and flagging, certainly you need to be sensitive to whether that makes sense to focus on it. And I would also encourage you to focus on the market based on its overall opportunity and addressable market, not because you think it would be fun or exciting to focus on that market. A lot of business owners want to focus on multiple markets because they want to, quote unquote, keep it fresh. But the problem with that of you know, kind of being a jack of all trades and master of none is that you can't effectively get to the levels of profit that you could if you focused only on one market. So with that, I think we'll wrap it up. If you'd like to reach out and comment on this podcast, feel free to send us an email at info@revenuerocket.com or come visit us on our website, again, revenuerocket.com. I look forward to speaking with you in the future.